On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Automobile Association says awareness campaigns need to be stepped up after the latest statistics on pedestrian deaths. Yesterday, Transport Minister Barbara Creasy revealed that nearly half of the 167 road fatalities recorded over the Easter period were pedestrians. That's a 6% increase compared to the same period last year. The association's Eleanor Mavimbela.
We must intensify awareness campaigns targeted at vulnerable road users and improve infrastructure and law enforcement in high-risk areas. This Easter has proven that progress is possible. Now, we must maintain this momentum. Road safety is not seasonal and must be everyone's responsibility all year round.
Two security guards have been rushed to hospital after an attempted cash-in-transit heist in Umlazi, south of Durban. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says unknown suspects opened fire on the cash van while the vehicle was travelling on the M2. Jameson says security guards then drove into the entrance of a mall for safety.
Paramedics found three occupants from the cash-in-transit vehicle, which two had sustained minor to moderate injuries as a result of the shooting incidents and knocking a vehicle from the outside of the shopping complex. Paramedics are still currently in attendance and have stabilized them and will be transporting them through to a nearby hospital shortly.
An advocate, Dalia Mpofu, is set to appear before the Legal Practice Council today in a disciplinary hearing regarding his alleged misconduct. The MK Party member faces charges related to complaints submitted to the council. It has to do with alleged disparaging and sexist comments made during hearings and how he handled the cross-examination of witnesses. Four of the charges relate to Mpofu's conduct during the 2022 Section 194 inquiry into former public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. And abroad, three Chinese astronauts have returned to Earth today after 6 months on the country's space station. China has ploughed billions into its space program in recent years in an effort to achieve what's been described as the country's space dream. The world's second largest economy has bold plans to send a crew mission to the moon by the end of the decade and eventually build a base on the lunar surface. Your top story this hour. The Automobile Association says awareness campaigns need to be stepped up after the latest statistics on pedestrian deaths. For more on this and other news stories, you can head to ecr.co.za, click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.